Welcome back. We're up to Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 4, Mishnah 1 of Maseches Shabbos. A very short Perek. It's only two Mishnayos. So let's begin. There is a prohibition of wrapping something up before Shabbos and having it fully remain insulated going into Shabbos, because there's a concern that this might lead to various prohibitions that will ultimately come back to stoking the coals with fire. So says the Mishnah that there are some things that are permissible and some things that are not permissible to insulate your food with. What can you surround your pot of food with on Erev Shabbos to keep it warm for Shabbos, and what can you not surround your pot with to keep it warm with on Erev Shabbos going to Shabbos? In tomnin lo vegefes lo velo vezevel, you can surround your pot with olive or with sesame pulp or with a manure. Lo vemelach velo vesid velo vechol, you can't use salt, lime, sand, any of these things. Bein lachem bein yevashim, whether they are moist or whether they are dry, because these things add heat, and as a result, they are prohibited to surround your pot with on Erev Shabbos. Other things that are prohibited: you can't use straw, and you can't use grape skins. You can't use pieces of soft or you can't use pieces of soft, unprocessed material like strips of wool, or you can't use grass. Bizman shehin lachem, when these things are moist, you can't do it. Aval tomlin bahen kashin yevashim, but you can use these things when they are dry, because these things add heat only when they are moist. Tomnin b'chsus v'feiros, you can surround, you can insulate the pot with clothing or with produce, like grain or beans or things like that could be used to insulate the pot. B'kan feyona uvin sores shel charashim uvin ores shel pishtan daka, and you can use pigeon feathers and sawdust or fine flax combings. All these things are permissible, because none of these things are considered something that add heat. And Rabbi Yehuda Oser Bedakav, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, fine flax actually does produce some heat, umatir begasa, but he says that coarse combings would be permissible, coarse flax combings would be permissible. That's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis then says further, tomlin bishlachin, you can surround a pot of food with animal hides because they don't add heat, metaltlin osan, and also you can move hides on Shabbos. Even hides that were not used to insulate any food are not going to be considered mukta, because they can be used as rugs as well. So no matter what, they're not mukta, and you can also use them to insulate a pot on Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos. Begizei tzemer, you can surround the pot with wool shearings, ve'in metaltlin osan, and you can, but it's forbidden to move these wool shearings, even if they were used for insulating food, because normally they're used for making threads, and that's obviously not permissible to sew things like that on Shabbos. Ketzad hu osa, so what should a person do if he had his pot surrounded by these wool shearings before Shabbos, meaning if they're muksa, what is he supposed to do? So no tel esaki. So the Mishnah says he should remove the lid of the pot that is totally covered with the wool shearings. The heno flows, and the wool shearings will kind of fall off on their own, because he's not moving the shearings in a direct way. He's doing it indirectly, so therefore it's okay. Rabbi Elazar. Ben Azariah says, Kupa, if a person wants to remove a pot from the box that it is surrounded, that's filled with wool shearings, and the pot is inside this giant box, so Mata al tzida v'notel, so he should tilt the box that has the shearings, thereby when he tilts the box, the shearings and the pot will go on their side. He should then take the pot out, and so all the shearings are going to slide to one side, and when he wants to put the pot back in, he can place it in the area of the box that is not filled with any of the shearings, and then when the box is once again stood upright, the shearings are basically going to fall around the pot, but he can't remove the pot from the box without tilting the box. Shema yitol ve'ino yachol lachzir, because maybe we're concerned that he might take the pot out of the box, and then he will be unable to return, because the shearings will fall into the hole that remains where the pot was removed, and that if such a thing happens, he might forget forget and move the shearings out of the way in order to put the box back in, which would be a prohibition of muktzah. So we say, forget about that. V'chachamim say, no telemachzir. No, chachamim are a little more lenient. They say, take the pot out without tilting the box and then put it back in the box. It's okay. Chachamim, we're not concerned. That if it's permitted, then he's going to be tempted to move the shearings if they did fall into the hole or something of the like. And finally concludes the Mishnah, lo kisahu mibod yom, if a person didn't cover the pot while it was still day on Erev Shabbos, lo yichasenu mishetechshach, he can't cover it once the night has already fallen on Shabbos, even with something that doesn't add heat, because we're concerned that if he does this, that he's permitted to wrap the hot food on Shabbos that will preserve its heat. Maybe the person will notice that the pot he's about to wrap is cooled off, and he maybe wants to reheat it before it wraps. So kisahu v'nis gala. So if one covered the pot before Shabbos with a substance that does not add heat but only preserves it, and the pot became uncovered on Shabbos, then mutar l'chaso. So it's permitted to cover it again with this heat preserving substance after nightfall, because it was already covered when Shabbos had begun. And finally, one is allowed to fill a bottle with cold water, and he can place it under a pillow or a cushion on Shabbos in order to take away the chill of this cold water. And the reason why is because even though it's prohibited to wrap hot food in any substance on Shabbos, wrapping cold food is permissible, and so therefore there is no issue whatsoever of insulating at all. That brings us to the end of Perek Daled of Chapter 4. God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Hey. Have a wonderful day.